Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. Only when God's spoken words have filled a void to which it has been sent will He be satisfied. Now, please keep these words in your mind whenever you hear God speak. Because if we believe that God is purposeful in His speaking, we should also believe that what He speaks, He also expects to see the visible manifestation of what He speaks. Now, it is important for us to know what God did by giving us His Spirit. In Ezekiel 36, verse 27, it says, I will put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. In the Holy Spirit, we have been given the ability to please God by walking in all His ways, which means God's way of doing things. This is accomplished through the Holy Spirit. All that hinders us from pleasing God, we can overcome simply by living in the Holy Spirit. Our biggest hindrance to walking in the ways of God is our sinful nature, which is known as the old man, with his actions or practices or the way that we used to behave. Self, it's known as self, it needs to be controlled. And we see that in Galatians 3:9 tells us about putting off the old man. Since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And then in Galatians 5:22, it talks about the fruit of the flesh. But in verse 23, it ends with self-control. Against such there is no law. So in addressing the lifestyle of the believers in Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul highlighted 9 virtues and concluded them with self-control. The act of self-control gives rise to the other virtues mentioned in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. The Apostle Paul likened the believers in Jesus Christ as carnal because their lives were controlled by their natural human desires, which led to the practices mentioned in 1 Corinthians 3:3, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behave like mere men? Romans 8:7 reads, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Then Romans 8:8, so then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. These are some of the names by which the sinful nature is described. The carnal mind and the flesh. However, in the Holy Spirit, we have victory over our sinful nature and its desires. Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, meaning to conduct your life in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There has never been a more simple rule given by which we can overcome our sinful nature and its desires. Just walk, meaning to conduct ourselves or our behavior in the Holy Spirit, for therein lies our victory over sin. Apart from walking in the Holy Spirit, we will not be victorious over our sinful nature and its desires. Our biggest hindrance to pleasing God, fulfilling His will, glorifying Him, and living the way that we ought to live with each other can be overcome by this simple rule. If we choose to allow our conduct to be governed by the Holy Spirit, we will be victorious over our sinful nature and its desires. This is what the Holy Spirit has said through the Apostle Paul. This is where our victory over sin is. The sinful nature, which results in the carnal mind, from which fleshy or carnal deeds are manifested, is not subject to the rules of God. Romans 8:7-8, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. The word enmity means enemy. An enemy suggests opposition. So the carnal mind has to do with the carnal nature. If the mind is carnal, then the words and deeds will also be carnal. Like nature, like deeds. Paul said, as I continue from Romans 8, "For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Or it is not submissive to the principles of God, nor can it be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, or those whose lives are being governed by the carnal or fleshy nature cannot please God, because all that will come from a person who is under the rule or power of the sin nature is sin against God." So next week, I will continue to share how the Holy Spirit is available to help us die to our sinful carnal nature, or as I like to say, how He is available to help us assassinate the flesh. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.